There you go.
We're
all right. Put your seatbelt on. Strap on your chin strap. Put some slugs. put some slugs in your pump shotgun and load it up, baby. You are live on the Mr. National Podcast. Thanks for joining. We got my main man P Double in the house, making it do what it do. What up, P Double?
Oh man, I'm jazzed up. I'm fired up. I'm psyched. We got a full show, dude.
We got a lot to go over.
We got a list. Right.
Man. This thing is getting professional. But like I said last week, or last podcast, every show, I'm going to pick a topic to go off on something.
Are you getting irrational, Mr. National?
Yeah, we're right. The Nat spat.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
I don't even let P Double in on what I'm pissed off about. But now with the nice weather, everybody's out walking around. You know, it might not be in your neighborhood, P Double, but around my neighborhood, I know some people get this. Maybe not in the suburbs and the ritzy areas, but these people, they're out with their dogs. Okay, you got your dog, you got your leash. What should you have? You should have a little baggie in your back pocket.
A little poop baggie.
A little poop baggie. If you want the dog, you got to do the job. You know what I mean? You got to clean up after these animals. And that's what I'm pissed off about. People who do not clean up after their dog. That's why, P-Double, that's why Mr. National does not own an animal. A dog, rather.
Did you step in something?
Almost, dude. Almost. But it's like when I get out of my car and you by the grass, you by the sidewalk, you got to look around. You know, looking around, making sure you ain't stepping in it. You know, it's ridiculous. You want to go out with your kid or something and shag some fly balls. You say go out there, or you want to throw the football. You got to look around. Because people then walk their dogs and then clean up after. What's up with that? What is up with that?
It's the
laziness.
The moral decay of the fiber of our community. what did Smokestack call it?
What did he say?
The demise of the fiber of our community, or something like that.
He's a word wizard for sure. Whatever it is, they're not doing it. And like I said, not everywhere, but in the city, these people got these dogs, and I see them. Even if I'm at the light, I'm driving, and I see somebody walking a dog, the first thing I'm looking at is in their hand, looking in their back pocket. I'm like, now where's their bag? Dog going to take a shit. What are they going to do with it?
Right.
You got to pick that up. And then, there's signs. With the little dog that has the little poop thing, clean up after your dog, there's a fine. I think it's like $300.
Ooh.
When in the world has anyone ever gotten a fine for not cleaning up after? Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even littering. Littering.
Like, what are the police doing? Are they out there looking for what?
You know what the cops are? They're hiding in bushes and in between off ramps and under overpasses, trying to get people tickets for going to work. Okay, I might be a little late. I might be speeding a little bit. Here he come out of Popo, jump out of the damn bushes and pull you over for a speeding ticket where, you know what I mean? What's that? You're going to fight it and they get it knocked down? It's nothing. Okay? The city's talking about Philadelphia. It's talking about they hurting and they want soda tax and all this other stuff. Find these litterers. People that's littering and not cleaning up after their dogs. It's, like I say, not in the suburbs. You probably do not. Folks in the suburbs do not have these issues. But inside the city limits, it is littering.
Well,
and people not cleaning up after
when you go. When you go like where I live, my kids play in the yard.
Okay.
And we don't have a dog. My daughter's just begging me for a dog every day. But we're not getting a dog because I don't want to mess with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
all the neighbors, you gotta walk them.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's like having another kid. Yeah,
right. She says, I'll take care of it.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
It's not happening. If I, I'm not taking care of it. So, but the all of our neighbors have dogs. So they're in their own yard. They clean up, because they don't want their kids stepping in it.
Exactly.
Right? But where you're at, if you're going to throw the football, you go to a park?
Yes, exactly.
Right,
right. Close to me is a school.
Right.
A school close to our house, a little
playground.
Elementary school. Yeah. It's a little playground. They got a basketball court.
Right.
And around the school is like little patches of grass that goes around. And you just see. And when I was doing my little exercises, P-double, that's where I'll go do my little jog, around twice around the school is a mile, one point something mile. That's where you get going. You're just jogging around the school. You see all the poop and the grass and everything.
Right, because they're not going to, somebody walking their dog doesn't care about throwing the football or taking a jog.
That's my point. And then another point I'll bring up, Frankfurt Terminal Station. Might have seen it on some posts and stuff. While working at, I catch the L, you should just see the amounts of trash that's around this train station. I mean, it's ridiculous. You people buy a cup, they drink their fountain soda, throw the cup down. Bag of chips, finish the chip. Oh, yeah. I'll take some pictures of it tomorrow, definitely. But that is my rant.
Yeah, calm down now, man. Just settle down, Mr. National.
Let's get on. I tell you, if I ever run for mayor,
right? I think you should.
Any politics, my campaign would be: I'm gonna clean up the streets of Philadelphia. I'm gonna get these streets clean because I'm gonna have officers. Instead of you guys hiding behind bushes trying to get people speeding tickets, hit the fines on littering and not cleaning up after your dog. It's a gold mine.
easy Isn't budget resolving the budget problems.
Oh my goodness, it would be so quick, so easy. Just start banging these people with fines for littering. The worst, before I get off this rant, the worst is when I'm driving and you're behind the car and you see them throw trash out of the car while you're driving.
Right.
I see that.
Right.
Oh, I just want to rear end them sometimes.
Oh, man.
Gives me a case of the ass right there.
I was going to say. Yeah, the cops need to wear their steel-toed shit-kicker boots. See somebody littering.
Throwing out the car that is moving vehicle, throwing a little bag or something. I mean, I'm not saying plucking a cigarette or something like that, straw wrapper, nothing small. But they throwing, bags.
Right.
They'll throw the little plastic bag you get from the corner store where they throw that right out the window. Unbelievable.
Well, folks.
Yeah. I'm going to let it go. P-double, it's going. There you go. That's me.
You got it out of your chest.
All right, here we go. We are on the Mr. National Podcast. I got my man P-double. And P-double, if they call Mr. National the face of the hobby, on our podcast today, we have the heart of the hobby. Mr. Lee. The engine, the car, he is it. Mr. Lynn Schmidt, a.k.a. the Werewolf. How you doing, buddy?
Ooh, doing all right.
That was a toned down one. I bet you
I toned it down. I got babies and people sleeping in the house.
Oh, man. We can't have them waking up with a full-blown howl.
Can't wake up the granddaughter.
You pretty stoked with the... your new quarterback and everything. What's the pulse of the city out there going into the NFL?
It's a mixed bag. Kansas City's excited. We got Mahomes. We're the Mahomes now.
Is that
right? And
Mahomes.
The Mahomes, yeah. And we're just waiting. We're waiting to get started to see what he can do.
Right.
You know, we don't expect it to be the biggest thing ever, but we're expecting him to be kind of a Brett Favre type player, lots of gunslinging,
gunslinger, just
with
throwing
interceptions.
Right. What's your projection on the win losses? I see one place had you guys at 7-9. Would that be considered a success, or are you looking for more wins out of this team this year?
Man, I think a lot of people are still shooting for 9 wins or 10 wins. Realistically, I don't see us have with the defense to stop everything. So, you know, it's going to have to be a lot of high-scoring games for us to win. And Mahomes is going to have to really be on target. He's got some good weapons now and things, but I don't know. I'm probably 9 wins. I think we can still pull 9.
With the tight end and with Tyreek Hill. And what's the other weapon you got? Is Tyreek Hill the weapon?
Sammy Watson's in there now.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know about that one. What's the running back, the rookie running back? Is that Tyreek? What's his name?
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. Leading rusher from last, I think it was the leading rusher from last year. So, yeah.
Okay. Well,
so.
I mean, everybody knows Wolf is a big Chiefs fan, so I had to get that out of him. But the reason go ahead, Paul P. Double.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Dallas. What's going to happen in Dallas?
Well, we got a whole bunch of people coming to play electric football.
Woo! Cracks and plastic.
Yeah. Right.
It's the crack and plastic. Yeah.
I got a.
Con 11.
Can you imagine that, Wolf? Right now, P-Double, on the podcast, the Mr. National Podcast, you got the only two people that have attended every one, every con.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Me and Wolf, back in 08, that was it, New Philadelphia, that was the first one. And, either one, we haven't missed one yet. We haven't missed one. Wow. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
And, I was telling them earlier about the MFCA, how it came about, Wolf, and with B-Nut starting that chat board and everything. And, because middle games, remember how the Landsmans was like, well, we only want pictures of our stuff on the website. I mean, on the chat board. Remember that?
Yeah, the forum there, the Miggle forum. That was all they allowed was the with stuff about Miggle, and there were so many people trying to do so many different things with fields and field covers and chopping up men. You know, we didn't have all the 3D stuff that we have now, and everybody wanted to show their stuff, and they were not in tune with that.
Hey, Wolf, let me ask you a question. I asked National this a while back, but, you know, I just kind of got into the hobby. But how would you, you know, what would you say the hobby is like now compared to what it has been?
Man, it's open doors. You know, that's the thing, you know, the MFCA came in at a period where Miggle was probably struggling to make ends meet. Didn't look good for electric football in the world of the marketing world, and we kind of bridged a gap, I think, between Miggle and the new tutor and all the new stuff that's taking place now, all the hobby stuff that's out there. It wasn't really a hobby up until the MFCA came along, and I think that helped convert it to a full-blown hobby and has taken it to the next level now, to where people are just all over doing everything. You got over 50 different groups on Facebook talking about stuff. You got three or four different 3D manufacturers. I think five, actually, now.
I think it's five.
Out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're creating figures that are just identical to a life-size player. So, you know, for the new guy coming into the hobby, it's the hard part for him is going to be making choices. You know, what do I want this? I want that.
Right.
You know, before it was like, here you go, you got this and you got that. Now get started.
Yeah.
Now it's, gee, I want to buy from this, I want to buy that, what bases do I use?
It was like almost like I collect football cards. I remember when you bought football cards, it was just tops. You know what I mean? It was tops and flair.
Right.
So you had, that was it. Nowadays you got Upper Deck, you had all these other, it actually, kids don't even collect football cards, sports cards no more. It's a business now. So electric football.
Yeah.
You got to pick your level of interest. You know, you ain't going to jump in. I mean, you got to be, it could get out of hand. You know what I mean? It can get worse.
Well, that's a problem.
Right.
You know, somebody who's obsessive and wants every single, like me, every single Chiefs card, oh geez, you know, you go insane trying to get all the different little slight changes they make to them anymore. So you know that almost drives people away to some degree. But I think in the electric football hobby, it's not that way. I think all the new choices are phenomenal options for people now.
And the stock stuff is beautiful. I mean, there's still a market for the Fab Five and what Tudor Games puts out with the stamp helmet. There's a market for that.
Yeah, no, they are very collectible. I mean, they have a email list of 9,000 people, and they just, of course, are celebrating the 70th anniversary of electric football right now and working very hard on getting it into the Strong Museum of Toys and the Toy Museum in their Hall of Fame. And so they're doing a lot of promotions on that right now, and a lot of things going there. And you know, we sent out that email. We sent one out today, in fact, to 9,000 different people, and instantly had people writing paragraphs about electric football in for nominations. And we got over, you know, 30 or 40 responses just today, and that's just the start of it. We currently have over 550 different people that have written in, say, you know, nominations for the Hall of Fame.
I don't see how that cannot be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. It's long overdue.
Everybody I ask, maybe if you're 30 and younger, you know, maybe you don't know what it is. But if you're 30 and over, everybody's like, even people that aren't into sports, oh, yeah, I had that game.
Oh, yeah, my brother had that. My cousin had that, yeah. My big brother played that.
Is that
yeah,
the one
you
that
know,
goes in? You know,
yes. It's long overdue. And I'm going to say, if they get voted in, we as a community of electric football ballers, we're going to pull a T.O. And we're going to say we're not showing up.
Oh. I mean,
you're going to put us in a – we ain't showing up.
Just mail me my jacket.
I don't think we're going to want to miss the marketing opportunity that comes with that. We ain't playing it. We ain't pulling a T.O.
Right. Good thing I'm not making the calls, because I will pull a T.O. I'm like, oh, now you put me in? Oh, all right.
Well, and you know, that Toy Museum Hall of Fame hasn't been going that long. So really, we're still in the early stages of it. So I think you know, it's been going a number of years, but in comparison to a lot of Hall of Fames, it's not been going that long. So even getting in now is probably well within where it should go in. So we're doing well, and I think it stands a really good chance. The Sass family is really pushing it this year too, and we just got the sad news. We just found out today that Irene passed away, which was Norman Sass' wife, and they were trying to get it into the Hall of Fame before that took place. But we just got the news today.
Oh my goodness! Wow, wow! Did she make the trip to New York for the Toy Fair? I know Doug had the Sass family there. was did his
Irene did not, but the daughters, and I'm not sure of all who attended. I know that the daughter did, and some others. So,
wow, my condolences.
So,
Norman Sass, he was the man. You know, he was the one that got it. Well, Sass and Lee Payne. I mean, those two names.
Yeah. Sass invented the game, and Lee Payne came in and innovated the game. So
exactly. That's it. There you go. Wow. There you go. We got Lynn Weirwolf Schmidt on the Mr. National podcast. Wolf, you are the first guest on the podcast. So groundbreaking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we wasn't there.
Yeah, I didn't even. I knew you were up to something, but I didn't know exactly what it was. I didn't know you had double P. I don't know what you're calling him, but P double or what was it? Yeah. What were you calling him?
P double.
Yeah, I didn't know you had him behind it, and with him at the board on this, I'm sure it can only be phenomenal.
Right. I know. He's the brains of it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's without mentioning.
Exactly. You know what I mean? If it was the A team, you know, I'm face. You know, P double is Hannibal. You know what I mean? He's the brains of it. So, you know what I mean? I'm just the voice, okay? That's the voice.
As you say, keep talking, man. That mouth is going to take us places. Keep talking.
Right. That's what he said. Yeah, your mouth is going to take us places. Okay. Hey, Wolf, what type of workload are you looking at in Texas, in Dallas? Is it toned down?
Yeah, the con this year, you know, last year we had 11,000 square feet of space. It was honestly almost more than we could deal with. We don't have Tudor Games this year coming out with their store. They're actually going to be at Gen Con in Indianapolis. So the space requirement wasn't as heavy. So we've got about 3,500 square foot of space that we're going to be filling up. We've got vendors coming that have bought tables that are going to be setting up displays. We've got ITZ and Reggie and there's a bunch of Beanuts setting up a table.
Okay, Beanuts. Okay.
And then there's doggone it, I'm sorry, I can't think of his name right now, from Texas, that's coming out with one of the original painters and customizers from back in the day.
Okay. Popham? Terry Popham?
Popham, yeah, Terry. Terry Popham, okay. Thank you. I was
awesome.
Drawing
awesome.
A blank there. But, yeah, he's bought a table. So we've got vendors coming out. We've got about 40 to 50 guys playing in the TOC. And then right now it looks like about 10 or 12 in the amateur event.
Awesome. Do you have to register? Don't mean to cut you off. Well, do you have to register for the TOC? I'm actually going to play. I'm probably going to play. Is it anything I need to do to, or just?
Well,
you know,
yeah, you got to make. Step one is making sure you have your TOC Pro card, which in reality is just like a league fee. When you look at the TOC, it's really kind of a league that is run in a tournament style, and $40. Membership fee for that is your league fee, and unfortunately it runs out the end of this event because it's an annual fee.
Right.
So if you're buying it right now, it expires at the end of the convention, and then but this next year I believe they're going to be dropping the fees on that a little bit. I'm not going to be
I mentioned that earlier, but that it was dropping. The price was dropping.
Right. Right. So that's step one.
I do have the
pro card. You have your pro card.
I have that. That's step one.
Okay.
I have that.
And then you can register online at miniaturefootball.org/MFCA-con-11. But once you get to the site, just look up. You'll see the button for Con 11. That's miniaturefootball.org. You just sign up there. You can register there, or you can register the day of the event. There's no change in fees. Same fee, It's just easier on us if we know how many are coming. So
there you go.
And that's for both events. That's for the amateur event and the championship. Now, the nice thing about the way we have this arranged is if you compete in the TOC and you get knocked out by noon of that day, we're not starting the amateur event till about 1 o'clock. So, so if you're considered an amateur, now Jim Davis and Norman Revel and people like that, you're not going to be allowed in the amateur event.
Okay, good.
If you are truly an amateur starting out in the TOC and you get knocked out, you can jump into that amateur tournament and keep playing.
National, I'm playing in the amateur event.
Well, okay, I'm eligible to play in the amateur event if I get knocked out of the big event.
No.
Come on.
You are not eligible.
I have never won a TOC. I've only played in about 3 TOC events. I'm an amateur.
You have a ring?
It's not the TOC ring, though.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't count.
Hey, Wolf, last year.
Now, Paul, you can play.
All right, okay. Cool. I'm in.
Hey, remember last year?
After this one, you may not be allowed no more.
Hey, Wolf, listen. Remember when Keith played last year in like the amateur event? Keith Chalmers played in it.
It was a little bit different format, but yeah, and there's a couple other things I'd like to mention about the TOC tournament, Con 11. Skills competitions are a little bit different this year. We're not going to have rails for you to run in for your speed competitions and your strength competitions.
Right. Okay.
You're going to start out. You choose where you want to start out on the end zone, and you're going to push or run. And it's how far you get down the field within the allotted time that we have set for those. And all those rules are up on that Con 11 page on our website. And the other thing that's really different about it this year is the skills competition is really a 50-50 raffle as well. So every entry you make, and we don't care how many entries you make, it's $2 per entry. So if you want to enter the speed competition 10 times, you can, but it's $2 for each individual entry, and at the end, we'll draw all those, and we'll pool everybody's names together that entered any of the skills competitions, and we'll draw a raffle. You'll get half that money that we've collected. So
nice.
So now, on top of that, you'll win an award if you are the fastest man, or the strongest man, or the best kicker, or the best passer.
Okay, but back to the rail thing with the speed. You had lanes. Now, you're saying you're just going to stick your man in the middle of the 50. Now, if your man goes off to the side or whatever, that's just
where it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to want to have that man tweak to go straight.
Exactly. That was my point. You don't want just now fast. You need fast and straight.
Yes.
Wow, that is news. That is news. I mean, for years we ran it with the lanes. Cool,
yeah,
I like
we're
that.
We're changing it up this year, especially with the 50-50 raffle attached to it. You know, we want to get people trying. Think of it as a carnival game.
If you enter 10 times, you can run your guy 10 times and take the best
right,
performance.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's going to cost you $2 each time. So.
Right, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah,
cool.
And you're still going to get two. You're still going to get two runs. We'll put you on. You'll run twice, and we'll combine those measurements. So you'll still get two attempts at with each man, but you may want to bring in 3 or 4 different men and try. You know,
right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you better have some extra ones if you want to go to the gentleman's club, because you're gonna be throwing all your ones.
Who's the fastest player on your team?
Dion is probably my fastest. He's one of the fast guys, and he runs straight. And I have another guy that's on the ITZ base. My Dion is a Buzzball DDB base. So I'll probably be entering. I mean, I'll just have to tell the girls when I get in the club. I was like, I'm a little short, ladies, because I was running my speed guys.
If you Corey, if you win it, you're going to be able to get VIP room though. So,
oh, yeah. Right,
so
yeah.
You just got to win that raffle.
I got to win that raffle. And I'm going to make it rain. I'm going to make it rain. Hey.
And then there's one other thing, too. There's still the painting customizing competition going.
Dude, that's going to be awesome, Wolf, with Terry Popham in the house. I'm sure Michael Weingarten. You got Gene Sani. Yeah, all those great. That got Timothy Dale Smith. Dude, we have some great, great painters in the hobby.
That's probably going to be one of my favorite things. Is to see all those things. I've seen them all online, but to see them in person or to see them, you know, face to face with these figures that are so incredible. That's going to be one of my favorite things as a fan.
We got
to
start.
Yeah, they are cool to see in person. They photos never do them justice.
Right, no, right, absolutely. Right. We got to start getting like a Brinks, like a, you know, here in Philadelphia, you know, the Liberty Bell. Way back in the day when you came to Philly to visit the Liberty Bell, you used to could touch it. You know what I mean? Back in the day, it was you lined up and you actually could touch it. But I don't know what happened. They said it was damaging it. So now it's encased in like bulletproof glass. It's like 18 inches thick of acrylic. I mean, we need something like that with this artwork coming into Dallas in 2 weeks, dude. This stuff is priceless, okay? It's some of
it. It is.
I mean, Chris Bopps started that art. He actually had an idea. It was crazy at the time. But he saw some of this stuff as artwork. And he actually had an art gallery of all the different work. And, I mean, he wasn't being particular. If you had something you thought was nice, you sent it in and he put it up, okay? Some of the stuff was garbage, but, you know, he put it up anyway. And this thing, this paint contest, it's the best of the best of the best. It's Top Gun, baby. It's the best of the best.
Yeah.
I want armed guards.
We'll get Jerry McGee. He can bring in drones to drop if somebody gets too close.
Right. Jerry flies them jets. I want to fly by, and I want drones with missiles on them. You know what I mean? This stuff is unbelievable. I can't believe it. Terry Popham's getting a table. That's one of my favorite guys right there.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see what he has. I don't know what all he's bringing, but we'll find out because he doesn't really advertise anything. So whether it's painted stuff or face masks or what, who knows. So,
well, looking into the future, this one is sealed, signed, and delivered here in Texas. Okay, this is done. Are you at liberty to speak past Texas next year, where it's going? And
it's not going to be my decision. I won't be on the committee after this event. I'm dropping off the committee. I'm still going to work with the committee to make sure that advertising and graphics and those things are done. But as far as the rules and setting the next tournament and that kind of stuff, I'm not on. But I do know that two of the places that are under consideration right now are Richmond and Kansas City. And Richmond, because we've been there, we know it, we've done that many a times. Kansas City's on the list as well because of economy. We know we could get a really, really good deal in Kansas City for the coming event. We already have space picked out and plenty of room and that kind of thing. So those are the options. You know, Richmond's just a hotbed. It's an easy place for a lot of people to get, and we can guarantee a nice crowd. So they're going to weigh the options, and we'll see what we can come up with there. But I know those are two of the cities on the list.
Okay. And it's still going to be the two-year, every 2 years. So even if it's Richmond, 2 years, and then you look at it.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's an open door. It may be that we do Kansas City and then Richmond. Look, again, we're looking to get as many people out to these events that we can. And if the crowd is majority of the crowd is out east, then that's where we'll try to position. But you know, it's not for me to say. The guys that run each of the different events, it's their their vote. There's the five of them that make that decision. And, you know, we've got a couple guys actually coming from California, a couple guys coming from Vegas this year to the TOC to compete. You know, we got Cello and another fellow from California coming out. So who knows? They may put a bid in for a TOC down the road, try to get an event down there, and then we could really become nationwide, which would be very cool.
They'll be national. Like, this is the Mr. National podcast. You're listening to Lynn Werewolf Schmidt, and we got my boy P Double.
What up?
Wolf, what about the Hall of Fame, MFCA, not NFL, MFCA? Is that going to continue, or are you just stepping away from everything after this?
Yeah, the Hall of Fame, we didn't do anything with it this year. That, unfortunately, there just is not a group of people that wants to run it.
Mm-hmm.
So without someone picking up the ball on it and really taking it to be their own, it's just going to be sitting in limbo. That doesn't mean it's gone. It's just
right. It's just
you
okay.
know, there are years where the Hall of Fame doesn't put anybody in. You know,
absolutely. So, I think so, we're moving too quickly myself anyway. So I mean, that's okay. You know, like you said,
it's going to come down to finding someone that really wants to do it. That really wants to be in charge of it.
Okay. And you said you're dropping out. Well, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to sneak behind the road? What are you doing? You can't leave now. I built you up as the heart. What are you talking about?
I'm still very involved in the hobby on many levels, but from the national scene, I'm probably not going to be as visible. I'm probably going to work in the background a little more than I have. Plus, I'm working part-time for Tudor, and there's a lot happening at Tudor Games right now with different products that we're getting ready to come out with. And
wow. I've
involved myself there, and they have a wide reach of people, most who we've never, ever heard about or know anything about. And so I see a real
need,
a real opportunity to get a hold of these people, and I want to keep pursuing that.
Right. The regular people, the group, we don't need a Wolf
right.
in that group. You know, those are lifers. We need a guy like Wolf.
Well, that's part of that whole transition the MSCA made, was that we're at a stage now where the MSCA it's not as a needed thing as much as it was. I think it brought people together and
absolutely
and built the hobby up. And now it's at a point where people have kind of found their own feet, and they can do it. We're seeing it happen clear across Facebook and all the social media. So by itself, you know, the MFCA served a wonderful purpose, but right now doesn't have the need that it had back, you know, 11 years ago.
Will the websites always be there? I know the chat board is just, you know, the chat board isn't needed. But is the actual website still up and will always be running?
The website will continue to run. The forum itself will probably disappear after October.
Okay.
So, there's just no traffic there. It's all moved to Facebook and social media. We're gonna close that, save the money. The information will all be archived so that it'll be in an archive format that we'll be able to pull up with all the photos, everything from the history. It'll all still be there, but you're going to have to know the link to get to it. So, or it'll be shared through computers, that kind of thing.
Jeez, this is a heartbreaking podcast. We losing the Wolf. The Wolf is like one of those missionaries. Like you go into the need is greater. We need like an apostle or something. We need you to go out. You know what I mean? Go out there where the need is at. So, man, that is unbelievable. I'm going to tell you about Wolf, P-Double. He's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here in Philly, okay?
Right.
We used to have this website in our league. I think it was Homestead or something like that. But we had a section on the website called the NFL Shopping Club. And
oh, yeah.
eBay, Okay, eBay was out, but eBay, you know, you might get gaff, you might get a scam, whatever. So I had, Smokestack had a lot of inventory. I had a lot of inventory. We had this NEFL shopping club that me and him sold our stuff on. And I had posted up on the old Miggle, on the old Miggle chat board, I think you could, it was linked to there, you know what I mean? You could link off of there, but it was our own website. And I posted up a picture of a 620 I had. Mm-hmm. I was selling. Mm-hmm. It was Vikings Chiefs. I mean, it was pretty good condition. Might have had a little dent in it or something. But I get an email from a guy, Lynn Schmidt. Dude, I want that board. And that was the first. And me and Wolf negotiated a price. And I mailed it out to him. And that was the first contact I had with
First contact.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to say that was like maybe 2000 or maybe 99. And me and Wolf have been buds since.
Awesome. I mean,
It started a great friendship. That's the one thing that electric football brings, especially with the tournament, the events like this, the friendships. Is what really makes it all happen.
Absolutely. I said there was no way I would meet a guy like P Double. You know, I'm a city guy from Philly. There's no way I would be best buds with a guy in Missouri. He knows how to milk a cow. It was a high voltage tournament. I mean, they were freaking out at me, right? It was a tournament, high voltage. It was a league that we played in, and Wolf hosted, his city hosted the championship. And I caught the plane. I think Wolf might have came out and got me from the airport, and we're driving back to where the hotel was at. And
yep.
You just saw fields. You just saw grass and cows. I'm like, what is this? I was just, my head was on a swivel. And he was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, what is that? What is that? He was like, I said, what kind of sheep is that? It was like a long, tall, wrangly-looking black sheep. He's like a sheep. He said, man, that's an Angus cow. You never saw an Angus cow? I said, no.
He didn't even know Angus was before that.
Yeah, I didn't even know what an Angus was. Dude, I forget that coach that was out there. Well, the white guy, he was a heavy set kind of guy. I think he had like a walking stick or something. I can't think of
his name. Oh, yeah. Tom.
Tom, that might have been his name. He got the biggest kick out of me because I had never seen that much grass in my whole life. And me and him at the tournament. And
at least not the kind you could just walk on.
Exactly, right. You know, him and my boy Kansas Bill, rest his soul, you know, they got the we just talking with them two guys, man. They got the biggest kick out of me because I had never seen that much kind of like farmlands and stuff, only in a movie somewhere. It was crazy. So fast forward to 2014. Tudor Games has their championship, their convention. We brought it back. It was in Philly. Wolf is coming. Wolf says, I need a ride. I'm coming to the airport. There's a Kansas City bar in Philadelphia. You got to take me to it, National. I said, say no more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I picked Wolf up at the airport, and we had to go through Center City. And now this is what you call payback, right? Wolf is leaning out of my truck, snapping pictures, head spinning around like, look at that building. Look at that. I was like, what are you talking about? I never seen so many buildings. I was like, bingo. I got
For
him
every
back.
Every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yes, I got him back. He said, now I see why you were freaking out when you came out to my part of the town. I said, you see?
Yep.
All we got is a bunch of tall buildings. I mean, not as much, many as New York, but we're right there, but it's just a bunch of concrete. That's what we are.
The concrete jungle.
Yeah, that's it. Wolf was freaking. He must have snapped that picture. I don't even know how kind of battery he had on that thing. I was dying. He was taking pictures of anything. I was It was hilarious. It was hilarious. But man, that's my guy, man, Wolf. Like they say, you the face of the hobby, Wolf is the heart, man. He is it. Like I say, your work with the MFCA and electric football in general is bar none. That's why that man has a gold jacket, P double. He is electric football.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I might be the face,
thanks,
but
Wolf.
Thanks, Wolf, for coming on.
Really.
Hey, my pleasure. Sorry it took so long to get hooked up, but glad we were able to do it.
Yeah.
Nah, no problem, Wolf, man. I looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. You know we're going to throw some cold ones back. That's a given, okay? That is a given.
You bet. And it's only a week, dude. Get ready.
Damn, I got to pack then. I'm late. I got to lay my outfit.
You are.
It's a week from tomorrow. Week from tomorrow, it'll be flying out.
Week from tomorrow.
Okay. But, well, Wolf, I'll get online tomorrow or Saturday. I'll register, and I want to get one of the con shirts. Like I say,
all the information's right there. Ordering shirts, everything on the con 11 button on the miniaturefootball.org.
There you go, Wolf. Thanks for joining the Mr. National podcast. Hopefully, me and P Double can keep this thing going. It picks up a little steam. If you ever want to come back and plug in Tudor Games or whatever new stuff come up, just give us a holler, dude.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Give us a baby howl on your way out. Baby. All right. Peace.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was it. I mean, I was a little... what's the word? Not sure of the guess and how that would go.
Uh-huh.
But I did tell you, I said, me and Wolf mesh, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? I said, I'll have no problem with Wolf. And that's my guy. That was a great show, great information, awesome.
Yeah.
P-Double, I think you wanted something to do with this, huh?
Yeah, anybody listening out there that's wants to be on, hit up Mr. National, let them know, and we'll work it out one way or another. Get you on the show.
We'll get you on.
Whether you want to plug your league, plug your, you know, your if you're one of the guys that does figures.
Painter, right, figures.
Or if you want to just talk trash, you know, this is a good spot for that, right?
Right. Plug your league, you know, if you're a league, you want to plug your tweaking. Whatever it is, you know what I mean? We got the whole scope going. We don't just talk EF. If you want to come up.
Yeah, and if you want to just get on here and just hang out and talk about, you know, 80s music or whatever.
Right. You know? We got the Stack. When that show going, Stack went on a real rant about politics.
Yeah, that wasn't a rant. I mean, he held a class.
He did.
He gave a lecture.
And he told. He did, and he gave us a website or something to go to, and I bet when I get with him with the show, he's going to quiz me on it, and of course, I'm a fail. I don't look at that. But, folks, that was an epic show. P-Double is the brains behind this. Like I say, this is the A-team. He's Hannibal, and we love it when a plan comes together. This was cue the music. This is the Mr. National Podcast with my man P-Double. We are out of here.
Peace.
See ya. Peace. Great.